Spring has sprung and you need to celebrate with a new MyPillow. With its patented interlocking fill, you can easily adjust your MyPillow to your individual needs. And now Mike's added brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you more comfortable throughout the night. Plus, MyPillow 2.0 is 50% off with promo code REGULARJOE. There's never been a better time to get the MyPillow 2.0 than right now when it's 50% off. You can also get the extraordinary Giza Dream Sheets starting at just $29.99. Made from the world's best cotton from a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, the Giza Dream Sheets feature a sateen weave, giving them a luxurious finish. We own several sets, and they are fantastic. And you can get them for a limited time at an extremely low price with promo code REGULARJOE. Visit MyPillow.com/REGULARJOE to shop the best deals on MyPillow's complete line of products and get the lowest prices when you use promo code REGULARJOE. Well, hello there and welcome, Joe Gigazzi, Regular Joe here with you on this Freedom Friday. So according to this, I was telling you a moment ago about the formerly Madison Audubon, now known as the Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance. They target fourth graders with their program exploring animal sexuality and gender fluidity. Because that's, of course, what you would expect. That's what you want when it comes to teaching kids about the animal kingdom. According to the website, we know that there is a beautifully wide range of ways that humans identify, and scientists have learned that there are many examples of plants and animals that are LGBTQIAP+ in nature, too. Plants, ladies and gentlemen. They want you to believe there are lesbian plants. I mean, think about this for a second. There's transgendered plants? Really? I mean, what is the Little Shop of Horrors part two? I mean, what is this nonsense? And by the way, those are some new letters there. IAP. Isn't that like a high-level degree? Anyway, it goes on to say, we created a lesson on this topic last year and recently shared one of our fifth grade groups. It provided a great opportunity to build inclusive community within the classroom and led to thoughtful questions and discussions from the kids. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. There's the money quote. Why are they doing this? So they can indoctrinate your fourth and fifth graders, 9 and 10-year-olds, into asking questions. Maybe they're like the transgendered plant. Maybe they're just a lesbian flower. I mean, this is so ridiculous. Kids can learn all about fish that change sex, sometimes repeatedly, without the help of child-mutilating doctors, as Matt Kittle writes. They can catch up with bisexual bonobos, real swingers those monkeys are, or gender-fluid hummingbirds. Now, why do I bring it up in light of the drag queen? Because this is where, first of all, this is where they begin. They begin much younger than this. There's a book called It's Perfectly Normal, published by Planned Parenthood. They literally distribute it to kindergarten classes. It includes explicit cartoon drawings of adults engaged in sexual acts, discusses in detail everything under the sun and then some, because they understand if they can change how these kids think at a young age, they can shape their minds. But now with that particular example, the outrage is growing, but not in the same speed we saw in Albuquerque. But this is where, again, it's the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. They must step up. People, parents must step up in that case, just like they did in the situation in Albuquerque to smack this down. You want to really help, stop giving money to the group. If you're a donor to groups like this, find out what they're using your money for. Don't give them the money. It's a very simple way of doing it. And I tied this in the first hour, what I called the Great Awakening that we're seeing. We saw it writ large yesterday in New York City. You had a bunch of construction workers yesterday greeting Donald Trump early in the morning, not even 6:30. They heard he was going to visit a job site. Hundreds upon hundreds turned out. Now, this is in the heart of blue New York City. The vast majority, if not all of the construction workers there, are union workers where the unions themselves, the Union bosses are endorsing Joe Biden, yet he got a hero's welcome from them when he first arrived in his motorcade.
We love Trump! 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 We love Trump!
You can't find people chanting, "We love Biden." You couldn't find it even if it was Hunter Biden at a ranch in Las Vegas. I'm just telling you that you won't. Nobody chants, "We love Biden." But that wasn't all. Newsmax caught up with one of the construction workers on site about it. Said, "Hey, are the times, are they a-changing?"
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
Very simple message. One of my all-time favorites. Now, if you watched the footage yesterday, Trump was handed a welder's mask, and he was happy to autograph it. Well, they found the guy, Jason Murray. He's part of the Steam Fitters Union. He's a Steam Fitters Union apprentice, and he was on with Jesse Waters last night. Jesse Waters and he had a conversation about blue-collar America. They know where it's at. This should give you hope. Listen to what he says about what people, despite the best efforts of the left, the everyday regular thinking American sees through it.
I have conversations with guys on the job sites all the time, and 2018 was one of the busiest times that any of us can remember in construction, and that was during his presidency.
So it hasn't been as active with Joe Biden?
No, not at all.
When you see Trump, I guess he's there at 6:30 in the morning. He's shaking hands and he's getting back to his freezing cage in court. How does that make you guys feel?
It's a great feeling. And our business manager, who is on TV, he reached out to every single presidential candidate to see if they wanted to address our membership. And he got a response directly from Trump, directly from RFK. And he has not received a single email or memo from Biden or his team.
Wow. You think President Trump's getting a fair trial here in Manhattan?
I think it's a kangaroo court.
All right.
I think it's a banana republic, and it's a shame.
That is an everyday tatted-up guy. He explained that welder's helmet, which he'll now never wear again because it's autographed, it actually has military insignias on it because his brother is serving the United States Army, currently stationed in Alaska. This is what's happening. Don't believe what MSNBC and CNN, and for that matter, the BlackRock News Network, tell you at times. It's nothing's in the bag. I'm not saying we've won anything yet. We have a big fight over the next 193 days, no question about it. But what I am telling you is that there is a sea change upon us. We have an opportunity we must take advantage of. Donald Trump sees it. As I mentioned yesterday, he's got some pretty big plans when it comes to the city of New York, the state of New York, and he laid some of them out yesterday.
We're going to the South Bronx to do a rally. We're going to be doing a rally at Madison Square Garden, we believe. We think we're signing Madison Square Garden to do it. We're going to have a big rally honoring the police and honoring the firemen and everybody, honoring a lot of people, including teachers. We'll be honoring the people that make New York work, and we'll be doing a number of large rallies. It'll be very exciting.
This is what we should see writ large from the Republican Party. This is my open letter to dear unity talkers, dear den mothers, dear people that want to tell us, moderate to your success. That's not moderating. The man's in the belly of the beast. He's being sued fallaciously in the city of New York. He has a judge that literally is trying to freeze out the courtroom, that is playing tricks every step of the way, abusing his power, abusing the law. Wednesdays are supposed to be open days. Trump scheduled two rallies for next week, one in Michigan, one in Wisconsin for Wednesday. Then after he publicly announces that they're going to have those rallies, the judge comes back and says, "Oh, wait, I have a hearing, a special hearing I'm scheduling for Wednesday." In an attempt to try to undermine the chance that Donald Trump has to actually campaign outside of New York. Now, again, he could lament and be like, he could do the Mike Johnson, "It doesn't matter, we can do all the things we do, and nobody plays nice with us, and I just want to go home and suck my thumb and have my little blankie." But that gets us what? Nothing. It gets us nowhere. What does Donald Trump say? He goes, "All right, you want me to be in New York? I'm going to do a rally in the Bronx. I'm going to do one in Madison Square Gardens. Good gravy. Do you understand the chutzpah that takes? And he'll probably do it quite well and probably pack the damn place. That's what we need. We need that boldness. Not this weak-kneed excuse-making inside Washington. My porch is too cold. This porch is too hot. Can't I just get it perfectly right? And then I'll be able to eat. Just shut up and eat your porch. Get it done. Stop talking about it. Stop playing the namby-pamby game. Donald Trump is doing more effective campaigning from New York City than most Republicans right now. Not all. I didn't say all. Are doing while they're in power in Washington, D.C., kicking the can all around, trying to figure out what to do. And when he swings to connect the punch and put somebody back on their heels. He's not shadow boxing. He wasn't shadow boxing when he continually compares Joe Biden, I think quite beautifully, to Jimmy Carter. I kind of did it first, but that's okay. We love to share. And pointed out that the fact is that he could still fix things. This is the proactive, bold strategy needed, like in Cut 6.
He's the worst president in the history of our country. He makes Jimmy Carter look great. Jimmy Carter is very happy because his presidency was brilliant by comparison. But this is the worst president we've ever had. He's destroying our country. Close the borders. You can do it in one phone call. You can close the borders. Close up the borders, Joe. Our country's going to hell.
Our country's going to hell. Absolutely correct. 100%. And he doesn't stop. He keeps pushing forward every time they try to kick him down. This is part of why he is so popular. People like a fighter. He said what's going on in these college campuses in utter disgrace. He minced no words when he brought this up in Cut 7.
What's happening at the colleges is a disgrace. All over the world, people are laughing at us. This is the worst run country right now, probably anywhere, just about. You don't get much worse.
Yeah, it doesn't get much worse, although it could get worse if we're not careful. If we're not careful, it could, and I'm not correcting the president. I think he knows that quite well, but it unfortunately could get worse. Now, we have the college craziness. Ilhan Omar, she was touring Columbia yesterday, Columbia University campus in New York. Now, it's not clear because her daughter got in trouble there. We know it's her daughter. We just don't know if the father is her brother, her ex-husband. No, that's the same person. I just want to be clear. But then there's another ex-husband that's not her brother. And then I think she's married again, or boyfriend, or whatever. It was her fundraiser. The guy that raises all of her money is now her significant other. So it's kind of like her Nathan Wade. You know, he gets all the big percentages on the funds he's raising so that they can spend them as the other part of the money goes to her campaign. Nothing questionable about that. The fact that she broke immigration law, she married her brother to get him into the country, it's gross, first of all. But, you know, again, well, what can we do about it? Well, she wanted you to know that she saw Columbia campus. She understands what's going on, and she wishes you guys could get your facts straight.
I just wanted to see and make sure that that we were hearing from the young people that it is peaceful, that they want the issue to be focused on the demands that they are making, and that, you know, we should not conflate other things that are happening elsewhere to the encampments that are happening on college campuses.
The fact that she uses the word encampments, I'm just saying. That's interesting. I mean, like, this is a normal thing, right? Well, the encampments here should not be, that really shouldn't be a problem. Except for the fact there shouldn't be encampments on college campuses in the first place. And she says it's mostly peaceful, it's wonderful, right? So it's okay. Not a problem. It's hunky-dory, right? We should be okay with that? Or not. I mean, this is, again... She walks around with impunity. She shows up where they have these paid rabble-rousers doing their thing. Same people that led the Summer of Love in 2020. You have people that don't even go to the school in these encampments. Can't ask any questions. Can't say anything. Now, the big news yesterday, I didn't get to. I want to start on this now. We will get to the hearing on presidential immunity. but was the news that Donald Trump was up by 7 points in Arizona, which, as always is the case, is then followed up with the news that there's been a new indictment, in this case, in Arizona. So we have an expert for you, though, on this whole question of alternative electors. And what does it mean? I'll share that expert with you when we get back. I think you'll find it interesting as we discuss yet another case where they can't actually tell you that there's been a crime, but they want to pretend there has been. Right after we get back. The news speak.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.